Hey, it's Big D and Bubba, and football is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered.
New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Plus, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September.
New customers download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bubba.
Bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's code Bubba, only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800 Gambler or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
All right, coming up after the end of this week's podcast, we have an interview with, oh my gosh, people went crazy. The NSYNCers got mad at us because we had Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC and Brian McFadden from formerly of MTV in to talk about this new podcast that they're doing. Anyway, the NSYNCers got ticked because Big D's like, I don't even know, couldn't name two of your songs. Oh, my gosh.
Did they really?
Oh, dude, they're like, do your research. You should, before you book somebody. So that is coming up after. You'll see there's.
That is great.
Yeah, you'll see. I mean, again, Big D and I are very different. I know all the songs. Carson knows all the songs. But he just was being honest, and man, people fired up. That is going to be after the closing jingle of this week's podcast. So that. Comes later. Right now, let's get off today's new episode.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
It's your time, Ricky!
You know, he never called me back.
What?
Randy Houser. That's from one of his movies, latest movies.
It's a trailer for, well, his latest one is The Killers of the Flower Moon. That is the Martin Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and all that, but... he is also in The Hill, which is now streamable. Mm. I went to stream it the other night, but it was about a month ago. I went to stream it, and it was like $29 or something like that to rent. So I guess it was still in theaters.
Yeah.
So that is kind of cool, though. A little bit.
Sorry, that's cool. They let you do that. You know, if you're really into something, you're like, you know.
Dude,
you go buy the movie or rent it.
You can go to the movies. You can have the experience and all that, or you can watch it at home, whatever. You're going to spend the same amount of money. So,
I'm sorry.
I switched microphones.
That's what you did.
That's why I kept pointing. But think about this. He's in a Scorsese movie.
Leonardo or Caprio or whatever.
Yeah, Leo's in that. It's Scorsese. And Randy Houser. Which one of these is not like the other? No offense to Randy, but I mean, that's amazing.
Randy actually said that Leonardo DiCaprio was trying to get the accent right.
Yeah.
So just hung out with Randy all day just to kind of figure out how he talked.
Yeah.
And he said he could mimic.
Yeah. And he said the next day he came in talking just like him.
Well, he's Leo.
He really is a talent.
He's a thespian. I mean,
he's really good.
Yeah. He's good at that kind of stuff. Good at pretending. It's weird. Get paid for that.
It's your time, Ricky!
And I'll say this, that Randy's not that bad of an actor either.
Randy's actually really good.
Job. He's pretty good.
I mean, if you think about it, whenever you're an artist, you've already acted for a while. You've shot, especially like Randy Houser, he's shot probably 25, 30 videos. And you're performing on stage. You're acting. Whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, you have to get on stage and give the people what they want.
So is he as good as Dwight Yoakam and Sling Blade then?
Dude, Dwight Yoakam and Sling Blade can't be beat.
Mm.
That dude nailed that. He did. He was the star in that whole movie. I told him that when he came in one time.
He was good.
I was like, dude, you're better than Thornton was. And he was great.
Yeah. I think Thornton won an Oscar.
Yeah. You're right. He did.
You know, I've never seen Sling Blade.
It's good. That's a good one.
One of the few movies I've seen. It's good.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
Man, there's so many of those popular movies that I've never seen. Like, I know them. I know things about them, but I don't know. Like, that's the one where they're like, and mumbles or whatever.
Yeah, the,
Yeah, see, I don't know. Like, I'll get it whenever somebody does that noise, but I don't understand the reference.
I've seen 15 minutes of almost every movie, but hardly any full movies. Because I'm one of those people that I'll just go through the channels and I'll stop and then I'll move on to something else and I'll just see parts of movies. I don't make it a point to actually sit down and watch a movie.
I'll tell you one of the coolest things. Normally I have movies that I will watch only because I'm sitting in a hotel room somewhere. Like Dee and I, when we traveled a lot early on, we used to be gone almost every weekend. So that was two nights a week I was stuck in a hotel. So I would flip on the hotel TV and I watched movies that I would never watch at home. Like I watched, I think, Lawnmower Man one night.
Oh, wow.
That was interesting.
Pierce Brosnan. And,
yeah. Like that. I would never have watched that at home.
Have you guys seen the breaking news?
No, what?
Associated Press reporting that Las Vegas police have made an arrest in the 1996 drive-by shooting of hip-hop icon Tupac Shakur.
What?
Wow. Yeah, didn't we all think? I thought it was Suge. Thought it was Suge Knight, but I guess apparently
I thought it was too. But well, it could still be on his orders.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
Right. But oh my gosh! All right, Tupac.
Everybody grabbed their phones and like news? Look at the Tupac news.
So those listening to the podcast, this already happened.
Yeah, right. The comments are pretty great though. This one says, wow, it was probably OJ.
Oh, that's right. He died on my birthday. I forgot about that.
This Tupac? Guy says, well, mm-hmm. It only took 27 years. He's been gone 27 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Dwayne Davis or Kefe D. Kefe D?
Kefe.
K-E-F-F-E.
I knew it was Will Smith.
Yeah, that's right. there was a rivalry there with Will and Tupac back in the day.
Was it really?
I don't know.
That would be great. Do not have my wife's name in your mouth.
No.
No, but remember Will Smith is the one who got up on stage with Biggie's mom and Tupac's mom and was like, let's all have peace, y'all. And then Eminem's like, shut up.
I don't remember any
of
that.
Yeah, it was the VMAs in like 99 or 2000 or something. Yeah. Will got up with the moms. And, yeah, calling for peace.
If someone would have asked you, who is more likely to throw a punch at Chris Rock, Eminem, or Will Smith, you would not have guessed Will Smith.
No.
But that's how that turned out.
You know, that's how people are, though. Sometimes the nice people that you think, oh, that's the good guy, sometimes they're not.
Yeah. I think he just had his fill. I think he just got to a moment he couldn't handle anything anymore.
Mm. Couldn't handle the woman sitting next to him that had cheated on him and made him do a podcast about it.
That's the craziest thing.
Right? Here's Chris going, I don't think you were mad at me, sir. I think you might have been mad at that lady next to you.
I think you're mad that you let that happen.
Mm-hmm. I think Chris was right there.
Anyway. So we'll see what happens with the Tupac.
Best Tupac song ever, I Get Around. Because it's Digital Underground. I always thought that was cool because Tupac was just some guy hanging out with him at the beginning of his career. And they would give him little spots like on their songs. And then he became Tupac and then turned around and gave them a spot on one of his songs. And it's the best beat. It's the best everything. So
I loved California Love with Biggie.
Dre.
Yes. Yeah, because I got those mixed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know. I don't know. Like he said Digital Underground. I'm like, the Humpty Dance? Yeah, that's my jam.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Right? That's Digital Underground. See? That's what I know.
Kiss You Back. Be gold too.
Nope.
You're laughing at
me. Do what you like.
I'm laughing at these comments.
Dodio, Dodo.
Another person says, oh, yeah, what are they distracting us from? Nice try, Biden.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, nobody's buying the aliens thing anymore. Oh, man. Oh, the Encounters show
Did you watch Netflix?
I have not watched it. I just put it in my queue last night, my little list. So I am ready for that.
So it's not Steven Spielberg, but it's his company. I mean, I'm sure he has some sort of thing in it, but it's not him. It's somebody else who did it.
Okay.
But it's under his watch or whatever. But it's supposed to be pretty good. I mean, I mean, kind of getting to the point where all of them are kind of running together a little bit. Kind of the same info over and over.
Have you seen any of it?
No. Okay. No.
So Carson, how's your day going?
No, but I was just going to say, they break down some of the stories, like the South African or Zambia. I forget where it was.
So glad I Googled that, because now it's sitting there in my history, and I'm getting fed all sorts
of
weird things.
The NSA really likes your phone right now.
That's a crazy story in Zimbabwe. It's a crazy story. They're saying they're out, these kids out there playing in the middle of the day. And all of a recess. Sudden, craft comes down, and creatures come out and stand on top of it.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's dozens and dozens of kids and adults, teachers, who all saw it.
Teachers and kids all saw it.
I like it. Bubba was looking at me like I was the crazy one.
No, yeah, but they just all have the same story.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. Hard to figure out. I don't know that one.
And it's in the middle of the day.
Yes, it's... And
it landed, and things got out, and we're like, sup.
And there are kids going, yeah, we saw this, and they drew pictures of it, and all the pictures look the same. It's crazy.
And I haven't seen the episode, but I swear I remembered it being like they could feel like a piece.
Yes, yeah.
From, they were telepathic.
Yeah, there was one of them saying,
you peace.
One of them was like, what is that from? The Simpsons?
Yeah,
they're saying that they were like, telecommunicating.
Did they leave a trail of Reese's Pieces after them?
Hey, this is actually serious, so these are like aliens.
Wow,
like
D being serious. Okay. All right.
I mean, if I told you, hey, just found out that there's a heaven and a hell, and we know for fact, and here's the video of it, I mean, that'd be huge news. You wouldn't make fun then, but you'll make fun of aliens.
No, I'd still make fun of it.
And who killed JFK? We'll find out. Well, that's a crazy
story,
too.
Tupac.
And who killed Tupac?
I mean, 20-something years later.
I must say, that wasn't on the bingo card today, them arresting somebody for Tupac's murder.
Yeah, me either.
That was not expected.
So, back to the JFK thing, just real quick. So, they were...
back into the left.
They passed legislation that was during the Trump administration, that all the documents that were redacted or that were blacked out would be...
Released.
Okay.
And so, and Trump was like, yeah, we're going to do that. And it's supposed to be like November 3rd or whatever. He goes, we're not going to do that. And somebody got to him. Somebody got to Trump and said, no, sir, we can't do that.
Now, whether it was another country, because if it was another country who was behind, let's say if it was Russia, who was behind the assassination of an American president, people would be calling for war. So that could be why. Or if it was our country behind the assassination of a president, people would be calling for war. I mean, I always think about old America, how crazy it is. Like, you read the history books and stuff. Like, when you ran for president against somebody else, the runner-up became your vice president.
Was the VP. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, it would be like if Biden had won and then Trump became the VP. What a terrible idea that was.
I think it's brilliant.
No,
I think it's
because
smart.
Then
yeah,
you have somebody. No, because then you have somebody who is from the opposing faction who then they're motivated to assassinate the president because then their party gets in. Whether it was.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if it was Trump and Hillary was the VP, that's a dangerous game to play.
Carson's face said it all.
I'm glad they
did. You guys
fixed
see that.
That
they auctioned off tickets from Lincoln's final night? Well,
no.
Lincoln's final night. I mean, he died, but like, at the from the show at Ford's Theater.
That was the place.
From our American cousin. Yeah, it was somebody had two tickets they've been holding on to since whatever 1865.
Wow.
Yeah,
they get them through Ticketmaster.
Sold for $250,000.
That was just the surcharge.
Hey, here comes a jingle and an up tempo record.
But Ford's Theater said, like, they said they seem legit, but we are not willing to 100% say that they are. Because the question is, who held on to those? I mean, I know they're historic, but that's 150 years. Somebody was holding on these little teeny tiny
You can tell by
stubs.
The paper. You can tell by...
Nobody would authenticate them. The thing is, experts looked at them and they said, we're fairly certain, but we are not willing. Nobody was willing to put 100% on it. Nobody was willing to go on DraftKings. And put up.
Yeah.
Put up. Wow. Use the research tab next time.
But yeah, I looked at that. I was like, wow.
The Ford's Theater thing is crazy because it's still there. So you can go and it's been 150 years.
Yep. The box is untouched.
Yeah. You can still go and it's all the way it was.
I saw it on my senior trip to D.C. No.
That's nuts.
I guess I'm just breaking news here. Left and right, I got another breaking news from the Associated Press. The Navy will start randomly testing special operations troops for performance-enhancing drugs in November, a step military leaders have long resisted.
Is this something where we want them to do more? Like, hey, we didn't find any in you. You need to bump it up? I want my spec ops guys roiding and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I want superheroes.
What?
I was just going to say, if there was a group you want using PEDs, it would be this group.
Well, I know that back during the Syrian war, they were, you know, like the other side, ISIS and all that, they were using performance-enhancing things, and they would basically go into battle. And it was, you could look at Vietnam, too, and they're back into World War II. It's often been a thing. Anybody will do anything to give themselves an edge on the battlefield.
And did you see what dropped on Amazon? Speaking of performance-enhancing drugs.
No.
A spinoff to The Boys.
I've never finished The Boys.
Well, you...
I got into season two.
What? Oh, my gosh. I love it so much. This one is about, like, the soups in college. So it's like co-eds on V. Okay, well, I'm in, so...
I don't know.
It's fine.
I'm with you, Bob.
They lost me. It got really... really dumb.
It got weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, the ending, I was kind of like, I mean, okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I love it, so I'm excited
it's
for
all
that.
About it.
Season one was fun, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then it got season two.
And we
two
had
was...
Homelander on the show.
Yeah, we did.
And
did
he
we?
Was, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and Homelander just gets scarier and scarier.
Did you hear Baba said that, Darren, that when we had the guy from the 98 Degrees on, that I didn't know any of the songs.
It was an idea.
Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
And I was like, and I told him, I go, I'm just being honest. I don't know the music. I just don't. I mean, I know of it, but I'm just not a huge whatever.
And then all of the NSYNCers went insane.
I got lit up in the comments. Would you rather me lie?
I didn't share while he was here, but we're from the same home county. He was born in the same county.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and his grandmother was a teacher at my elementary school.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not bring that up?
I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be that guy that day.
What guy?
I don't know.
Hey, we're connected.
Just didn't want to. Yeah.
Look, man, we did a whole podcast about how I grew up with James Vanderbeek. You should have just thrown that out there. Yeah,
which, by the way, James Vanderbeek Day just passed.
Oh, that was a shame. Yeah, I forgot to remind you.
Oh, I had people texting us wanting to remind you that it was James Vanderbeek.
Ew.
Yeah.
He's got like 12 kids, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know. He's starting his own commune.
Really?
No, I don't know. He's got a bunch of kids.
I'm
saying, like, is he...
He's starting a comp, really?
No, I'm like, is he, like, doing, like, homesteading and all that kind of stuff, or what's he doing?
I don't know. It shows up on the Daily Mail. Like, James Vanderbeek wishes his 13-year-old daughter happy birthday, and I don't know why this is in my feed, but there it is. They all look just like him and the siblings and mom and dad. They're all blonde. And by mom and dad, I mean his mom and dad. I don't know his wife, but.
Wow, they're doing a movie about the Titan submersible tragedy.
Oof. Oof. No, like, thank you.
It'll be a very
quick
movie.
I already saw Titanic. No, wait.
It'll be explosive.
Implosive?
Not too.
It's not only a bad joke, and then she gets corrected.
Then I get corrected.
Well, it was implosive.
I knew it was a bad joke. That's why I said it.
So when something implodes that fast, it instantly explodes back out.
Yeah, we were
just
both.
So it goes, and comes out. Oh,
yeah, it goes.
It's just a bad joke.
Happy fall, y'all.
Hold on.
It's your time, Ricky! Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Does anybody want to watch that movie, though?
What, The Hill?
No, it's submersible
to
me.
No. Nobody wants to watch that. No. We already saw everything we needed to see.
That's the point.
We all
watched it in real time.
We know how.
No,
it,
it wasn't real time.
No,
that's the bad thing.
That is
it was
bad thing.
It's just like
the
aliens. It's
let's
just
go.
Like Tupac.
Come on.
That was in the middle of, I forget what scandals
yes.
had dropped that week.
Nice
all,
try, State
all
Department.
All the sudden,
stop begging him on.
All the sudden, we had all this. Oh, we lost the sub. We hear them banging on the thing down below. There was none of that ever happened.
Dude,
it
none
was
of that.
All a lie.
They knew they were dead days earlier.
They knew.
Why are we doing
it? Happened.
Yes. Why we're playing all this stuff
why
out?
Why were we
what's
looking
happening?
For survivors and
not
all that
today.
Dumb stuff? It was terrible. You cannot trust the news cycle.
Shoot, man. Across this line, you do not.
Oh my gosh.
That one I should have a show together.
It's so exhausting.
Do you guys need a separate podcast from us. I can leave. It's fine.
Conspiracy.
So Bob's getting a hot tub next couple of weeks. A week?
Yeah, you mentioned
Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday.
You're going to love it. You've never had one.
I've never had one. I wanted a pool. I started looking into the pool thing, but I have an allergy to cold.
Yeah, that could be a celebratory hot tub because it's the same day as the CMA announcement.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tuesday.
There you go.
Celebratory soak in the hot tub.
We'll find out.
Dude, let's go get naked and hop in there.
I don't think it's going to be set up that day. It's coming on Tuesday, and then the electrician is coming that afternoon. It may be hooked up. It may not. Man. I don't know. We'll see.
It's one of the best. It was one of the best buys. It was our first house, and so Kathy had always had being from Minnesota, everyone has a hot tub. It seems like everyone had a hot tub. And so it's in Baton Rouge, and first house, and we bought put a hot tub in the back. I love going out there at night, you know, and just looking at the stars.
I sit in my backyard on a chair and look at the stars all the time. I have like a little sofa that I'll lay out, and I'll just look at the stars every single night. And that's almost year round. I love being outside at night.
I had one time it was in the summer. And like I said, it's in South Louisiana, really, really hot. And I'm cutting the grass. And you know, you get to that point where you don't drink enough water and you like stop sweating and you get that flush, hot feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually when you go to the hospital.
Yeah, it's like a heat. You know how I just duded it out. I was like, I got this one more section to do. I'm doing it. And it was rough. I thought I was going to pass out. And I'll never forget this. I'm pushing the mower. I pushed it after I finished and into like the garage and just let it go. And I turn and walk directly to the hot tub because in the summer we make it a kind of a cool tub. And I start taking clothes off as I'm walking to it and got in the tub. And it was the exact same temperature of body temperature or whatever I was. And I've never had this experience since. It was like what you couldn't feel the water because everything was the same.
Mm-hmm.
It was the weirdest feeling. And I think it's like saved my brain. I started cooling down and yeah, I was like throwing up the whole thing. It was bad. But anyway, you're going to love your hot tub.
Oh.
If you ever do that.
I will.
Just get it.
I mean, that's the thing.
If you're really hot, really hot, just make it a cool tub in the summer.
Well, that's the plan. And again, going back to, I can't, if I were to take an ice bath, I would die. Like literally, I'll go into anaphylactic shock. I have an actual allergy to cold. So this is exciting because I can use it year round. I can use it when it's cold. I'm super stoked.
Good. You should be.
Yay. Yeah.
Glad you're excited about it.
I am. We can have a little hot tub time machine. You ever see those movies?
No, yeah. The first one was kind of funny.
The second one was good, too.
It was all right. Huh. It was a sequel.
It's your time, Ricky!
Thank you. We needed that. The conversation had stalled out.
Hey,
any more news you have to break over there?
No. Yeah, actually, I do. Looks like Bubba's college team has hired a new assistant coach.
So. Oh, really?
No. Okay.
Yeah, they're getting all back into all that. I was telling Bubba off the air. I said... or before this. So there's I sent a baseball bat. A guy I know, he's like, hey, man, my 13-year-old son is getting into baseball, and I'm just looking for a bat. They're so expensive. I don't have the money for that. And I was like, man, I think I have one. I think I have an old bat of Gunner's. And so I went out in the garage, and I found an old – it's called Drop 3. It's just a weight and size of a bat. And they have to – so when they get to a certain age, and 13, I think 12 maybe even, they go from it's called a Drop 10, which is lighter –
mm-hmm.
And then a Drop 3, it's heavier. I said, yeah, I got it, man. I'm going to send it to you. And I started pulling up like what it was back in the day. It was like a $400 bat.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, look at this bad boy. It's $400 because D sent it to me by accident.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was sending it to him.
Now you know.
Yeah, and I was like, oops, sorry about that. I do that all the time. I send people the wrong text. I send Kathy these things about sporting bets all the time.
Do you know what I do the most? I will reply to somebody, not hit send, and they're like, 2 days later, I'll go to send them something else, and I see that. So I hit send two days later on something we've already worked on. They're like, did you send this by accident? I'm like, no, I wrote that a long time ago.
I want to make sure that you saw my work.
Yeah, I didn't send it by accident. I just sent it now.
Yeah, that's on purpose. Just late. Right.
I accidentally sent a text to a person I was talking about to them
instead of the
person that I was talking about them with.
Because they were on your mind.
Easy to do.
Yep. Thankfully, that was like a while back.
Yeah. Was it anything bad?
No, it was... He had gone, so he was our boss, and he had gone somewhere, and we thought it was like kind of shady that he had done, maybe it was not radio appropriate things he was doing to get, like selling spend, basically saying, I'll play your record if you give me a trip, because we were trying to figure out how he got somewhere. And so I was texting her, and I'm like, well, I asked him, and he da 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 da. And so it didn't say anything necessarily bad, but it probably was a little gossipy, and I sent it to him. And so I was like,
how did that end up?
We're still friendly, so I guess. Okay. I don't know.
That's easy. I've had that happen twice where I've talked some ish and then accidentally sent it to that person. And neither one of them went well.
D used to do something where he would reply to these emails, and it would be like a boss or somebody back in the day, and he would write this scathing, you know, this dude's a jerk and blah, 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 blah. And he would change the email address to, like, the very end would be like, instead of .com, it would be .com or
.co,
.co yeah, or .con or whatever.
.con was a good one.
.com was great.
It kind of looks like an M.
Yeah.
Half of an M.
So, and he even did .con with two N's one time. So it was legit. It looked like an M. But anyway, so he would do that, and I would get these. I'm like, dude, I'd have to text him. You sent that to him. And he'd be like, oh, no, what do we do?
Is that my voice you use? That sounds very like Grimace. I don't know.
But
I
would always feel so stupid. But my fear was that one day he was going to do it by accident, thinking he's going to do it, and then forget to change the address or something.
So did you ever do it by accident?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
sure did.
Oops.
Yeah, I did. No, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but it's just...
It was the one enough. I know that's a joke I'm like extra about. So
you got to change the address before you write the email.
I've gotten to the point where like you set up like fake email addresses, and I was really into it, man.
Oh, with the replies?
Yeah, with the replies.
Yeah, you did that one time.
Yes. So that
because
I knew you would find it.
I thought,
and that there would be. So I'm playing it out like three, like a chess game.
I didn't even see. I didn't see D's original email. I saw the reply to D's original email from the fake other person's email address,
which that wasn't.
I was like, oh my god, our careers are shot.
God, this is how we go down in flames.
Yeah.
So good.
Tupac Shakur dead at the age of 24. How old was he? He wasn't very old.
Early 30s at most.
Was he a 27 clubber? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
27, is that what people? A lot of people died.
Yeah, that was Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin
and Jimi Hendrix, and what's his face from the Stones?
Hank Sr.
Brian Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hank Sr.
Kurt Cobain.
Too, right?
Was Hank Sr. 27?
I think so. Kurt Cobain was 27. Amy Winehouse, maybe?
He was 25.
Oh, well.
Oh, he was younger than I thought. Okay.
Because he was a trailblazer.
What does that have to do with
it? He was ahead of the game.
Huh? Oh, he's dying early?
He was early. He didn't play along like everybody else.
Again, I don't want to even spend 10 seconds in your thought process because it's just, it goes everywhere.
Bubba's?
Yeah, it's like a scattershot shotgun. It's just,
yeah, Bubba's a rabbit.
It's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
I mean, it's really a blast if you're not on the ride.
That's fine when you're on the ride, too.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you do.
He's just mad at me.
Who else was in the 27 Club?
27 Club. You can Google it. It's got a wiki page.
Carson and I named most of them.
NSYNC is who we had
in? Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Chris Kirkpatrick.
I saw some kind of thing about, I saw it after the fact. About some song about that they explained.
Their new song came out today?
Justin Timberlake explained Bye Bye or May or something.
Well, the song is It's Gonna Be Me.
And he says,
Meh, It's Gonna Be Meh.
Yeah.
And it's the whole that like he's been living with the pronunciation of that ever since, which is why everybody's the memes at the end of April that says it's going to be May.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
That's where that came from. Yeah.
Dude, there are a bazillion people in this 27 club.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that was as big a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Freaky Ta was in there. Did y'all know that? I don't know who Freaky Ta is, but they're in there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going about to school us on some more hip-hop.
Like, Amy Winehouse. I didn't know she was in there.
I said that. But...
Oh, did you?
We had Pat Sajak on the show?
Pat Sajak. Did we?
Who's Pat Sajak?
Have we had Pat Sajak on?
I think we did, right?
That was a whole podcast.
The only thing I want Patrick back for is just history. He chronicled everything.
I don't think he was always right. He claims he was right.
Well,
We would go along with it because, man.
Patrick did this whole thing about how they had Pat Sajak on the show. I wasn't here yet. And he goes, he spoke for a good probably 3 minutes. And then Bubba's like, we haven't had Pat Sajak on the show. I didn't listen in the slightest.
Well, I'm over
amazing.
Here. I'm looking at the 27 Club. So whatever you guys are talking about, I'm completely in a different thing.
Do you know Jim Morrison?
Jim Morrison.
Janis Joplin?
Huh. This is really fascinating. Yep. I'm sorry.
Now he's no-selling us. I know what he's doing.
It's your time, Ricky!
What a great podcast. Thank you. We do this every week, by the way, if you're wondering.
Boy.
I don't even...
Yeah.
This was...
Well, you could go ahead.
No, you want to go ahead.
I was like, let it go, man.
It's your time, Ricky!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay.
Thank God.
Listen to the regular show. On the radio every day.
Time, Ricky!
It's the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Happy fall, y'all.
Hey, in the studio, it's Chris, Kirkpatrick, and Brian McFadden. What's up, boys?
Wait, we got to start that again.
What up? Why?
It's Brian McFadden.
I was going to say, you mispronounced his name.
How do you... Big D, we're like brothers, man.
Brian, we hung out. We did an entire podcast.
We did all kinds of stuff. It's
McFadden.
And even my best friend in the whole entire world, Chris Kirkpatrick, name drop.
It is McFadden?
It's McFadden. You didn't know that?
I didn't know
this whole time. It's McFadden.
There we go. That's why I call you Brian M.
That's what I always usually do.
You call me other things.
Yeah. None of them are McFadden.
They don't rhyme with McFadden.
Chris Kirkpatrick, Ryan McFadden. Is that better?
Did you say Ron or Ryan?
You said Ryan, just to mess with you.
So you guys, of course, Chris from that little group called NSYNC. Brian did. How long were you doing the whole MTV
TRL thing? I was on from 90. My first gig on MTV was 98, so I was on until 2004.
Wow.
Is that where you guys met?
What a run.
Well, yeah, it was a good run.
Yeah.
Is that where y'all met?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We definitely don't hang out in the same circle, so yeah, it would have had to be MTV.
Wow. Wow. Brian, you're just getting crushed today.
No, I think he meant honesty. I didn't see bad. I just said different.
No, it was, yeah, we did hang out in different circles. I hung out with like the prettier crowd.
Right, right.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. I hung out with the cool crowd.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I did.
Let's name some.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And who else?
I think he just won with that.
Yeah. Beyonce.
Oh, but
yeah, I hung out with Beyonce. People.
You did not hang out with Beyonce.
Yeah,
met Beyonce one time.
Oh my God. So hey guys, so we have this new show.
Is this what your podcast is about?
Yes. Oh my God.
Pretty much this is it.
We have this new show. It's called Name Drop. And it's basically just getting carte blanche to like drop names just like Chris just did.
Yeah.
And embarrass me.
And like you did.
Yeah. But
But it's fun because you know it's strange when you think about it because him and I were actually talking one day, and just the names and people that were sitting around us were just like, you guys are either really cocky, egotistical. It's like, no, that's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're with these people all the time, you talk about these people, but we kind of wanted to bring attention to it because, you know, you don't think about it, you know, because all you said was like this guy's name, this person's name, this person. You're like, yeah, but I was telling stories about it. But when you bring it to your attention, kind of makes it funny and it kind of brings up other stories you like and it starts new stories. You know, like if you want to drop a name, you're like, oh, I've got a good story about that person. And they're always interesting.
Well, you guys should have like one of those wheels that you spin and whatever celebrity it lands on, you tell a story that you have about them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, that's a horrible idea. We actually have
what?
A bell.
That's a great idea.
You have a bell?
Nice person in real life. Go ahead.
What's the bell for?
The bell is when you name a name drop.
Who came
every
up with
time
that
you
idea?
Drop a name.
Who came up with the bell?
Me.
Me.
I did. I have the tape when you guys came in and I started digging.
Look at Carson.
Okay, there we go.
Look at Carson trying to take credit for our show.
Okay, Carson trying to take money for our show.
Hey, hold on. The funny thing is we both took credit for the bell and it was her.
Pretty sure the 1980s radio took care of the bell.
Yeah.
The zoo morning show. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Honestly, Big D, I think we do have receipts. I believe
I do
that.
Have receipts.
Yeah,
of course
receipts.
I do. Record everything.
All right. This is fun. Chris Kirkpatrick from, of course, NC. And Brian McFadden, you know him from MTV, TRL, and all that, and doing a podcast called Name Drop.
Which is actually
anywhere
really,
you get Name Drop.
That's really smart, podcast. By the way, because we would do that. We would have people would come into the studio and we'd be like, who's the most famous person in your phone? And then they would have to go through their phones and just pick some random person.
All right, pull your phones out. Who's the most famous person in your phone right now?
Well, mine?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Mine's
Brian McFadden.
we've tried this before, and he obviously has the most famous people in his phone.
I mean,
people that I'm currently talking to, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah,
because I don't really hang out with that many celebrities. They just have
him
on the
call
show.
And prove that he'll answer your phone call.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay,
this guy's
sitting
guys
right next to each other,
and he's probably sleeping. So just give it a second.
You know those rock stars.
And the thing is, I have him in my phone as CK. So just in case people I'm on a plane and they're looking over at me like, oh wow, he knows Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
So D and I one time years ago. Remember whenever we got that guy's phone?
Oh yeah.
There was a record label exec that left his phone on the counter, so we're like, let's see
whose
numbers.
Just went through it and called somebody?
Yeah. No, so
we took all the numbers down.
He didn't have it locked, so we started just taking all the numbers out of it. Oh. And we're like, hurry, write this one up, put this one down, you know, so we're just going through.
It went to voicemail.
He sent you to voicemail?
Brian sitting right next to you.
He's probably busy. I mean, the whole NSYNC thing blew up last week, and he's probably not answering. He sees it, he's probably like, oh, that's my best friend, Brian McFadden. Ding. And then he decided not to pick it up because
you know the strange thing about the show is every time he says his own name, he's the only person that doesn't get a ding.
That is not true.
I like that.
Unless he dings himself.
Do you have to say his name correctly?
No. Yeah. You know, it's
Ryan
interesting.
Ryan McFadden.
Listen, I get where you're going with this. And, you know, my birthday's coming up soon.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
His birthday's every day.
So it's like my birthday being.
Ooh, I like that. It's nice.
Yeah.
Was that a car?
It comes with the radio.
Exactly.
It's, like it's built in.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say, but it's very. It's
so important.
Sounds like a good podcast. anyway, you guys have a new podcast. It's called Name Drop.
Wait, before we go out, what happened? So the big rumor before they said
I'm surprised you guys haven't talked about NSYNC yet.
I know that's where we're going.
Like, you guys have been talking about Name Drop and not NSYNC.
The big rumor before
The
big rumor before they announced Usher was that NSYNC was going to do the Super Bowl thing. Was that ever a real conversation?
There was so many rumors going around. No, that was never a conversation.
Okay, because I'm going to say via my TikTok and Instagram, we were getting ready for the Super Bowl. Women are saving money, taking money out of their 401ks for this reunion tour. That is all. It used to be all I got was Taylor Swift stuff on my For You page, and now it is nothing but NSYNC. That's it. It is women that are like yelling at their husbands.
Yeah.
Saying straight up, like, I'm going. I don't care if we get divorced over this, just so you know.
I saw it was NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Boys to Men.
And Destiny's Child. They were all coming back.
You guys going to make that happen in 2025 in the Super Bowl?
Chris is really good about saying nothing.
Spice Girls.
You heard the Spice Girls too?
Yeah.
Spice
98
Girls.
Degrees.
So who would go on first?
What?
O-Town.
Who? O-Town?
Yeah, let's.
O-Town at Super Bowl?
Wait, O-Town didn't get a ding? That's so mean.
I don't even think.
Took his finger off the dinger.
Oh, poor
Chris,
guy.
I'm not even lying to you. I couldn't name two of your songs.
That's fine.
I don't. NSYNC, it's huge. I get it. I just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, it wasn't my thing either. It just made me a lot of money.
And it's just like, and then to see like people lose their minds.
Losing.
I'm like,
yeah. Oh, when they came out on the VMAs, it was like women that are.
Yeah,
of a certain age, that it was. This was all signs go. This is not a drill.
Yeah.
Like everybody put on MTV right now because we know you're not watching the VMAs because you haven't in 10 years. So yeah, it was on.
My
pops on.
Is 77.
I think the big deal about it though is the fact that we hadn't done anything in so long. Like if we would have had a couple tours and been around and then gone and done something like that, it would have been a bigger deal or wouldn't have been as big a deal.
I don't know about
I've
that.
Been seeing Backstreet consistently for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been seeing you.
I think a lot of it has to do with the way you guys left. you guys left out on top and you were loved. So, you know, when you guys came back, it was a huge deal. I mean, for somebody that was there and watched it all go down, it was pretty incredible.
When does the tour start?
Now.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate
it. Ryan? Man, you are in a mood today.
We're just having fun, man. Just having fun. It's all good. It's all good, guys.
Good Lord.
So yeah, we get Usher is who we got.
Yeah. I love Usher, though.
Yeah, do we, though?
I love Usher.
Maybe it's me.
But again, Big D just doesn't, you know, listen to all that. So he doesn't realize how big of a star Usher is.
Well, you grew up in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So you're like me. It's like all 80s pop and rock, right?
Yeah, and folk. Like James Taylor.
See, that's where you
stuff.
Get really uncool.
Yeah, no, James Taylor's amazing.
Yes.
James Taylor puts me to sleep.
How does he not get a date?
Did you ask Chris about his first concert ever?
Who's your first concert ever?
Weird Al Yankovic and the New Monkees.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was my that second was show ever. Monkees? It was Weird Al and the Monkees.
The New Monkees. It wasn't the Monkees because it was without Michael Nesmith.
Well, okay, but it was the original three because there were also the new
Mickey. It was Mickey, Peter, and Davey.
By the way, these two are twins.
Yeah, we have a lot in common.
They're really identical twins.
Totally.
Are you a fan of Lowe as well?
A
fan of Lowe, like Barry Manilow fan.
Oh, well, that was one of the first albums I ever had, but I don't know if I'd call myself a fan of Lowe.
She's met him.
She's a Manalooney.
Really? A Manalooney?
Yeah. In all fairness, so
that's amazing.
She's a big Corey Feldman fan, and she goes to all of his shows.
What's
and I
got to
tell you, if you want to entertain yourself, watch all of his concerts online like I did about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, I have. And it's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch.
The most entertaining thing I've ever seen. I want to get him on the Name Drop show.
Hey, be careful. He's in my phone, and I don't want to, like, he's actually.
I know he is. We talked about this. Yeah. No, I like him. That's what I'm saying.
But y'all should get him on the phone. I would listen to your silly, dumb podcast. y'all had train wrecks enough. If you bring in this guy just to punch it over.
Well, it is funny because when we interview people, a lot of times they're like, why am I even here? Because you guys are just being stupid to each other the entire time.
Yeah.
And then every time I say anything, you ding a bell.
Yeah. Guess what that's what happens with our show.
It seems like it.
And don't forget to download our show on all the apps.
You guys are like the physical version of when you tell an audience they look beautiful, except the opposite. God, this is an ugly audience today.
Chris Kirkpatrick and Brian McFadden. Name Drop is the name of the podcast. Name Drop. You can get it anywhere you get podcasts. Check it out. Good to see you, boys.
Yeah, great
to see
you guys.
Best of luck on the podcast.
Love you guys so much. It hurts.